that's not a good time, dig into the archive for all past shows. It's all handmade on the Sound of Pictures, right here online and on demand at xray.fm.
Where's the answer in the question? Where's the question?
Support for X-Ray comes from its members and from Edgefield Concerts, presenting the Canadian folk and bluegrass band The Dead South on their summer 2026 tour with special guests Amigo the Devil next Thursday, June 11th. Dead South and Amigo the Devil tickets at edgefieldconcerts.com and the box office the night of the show.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand, xray.fm. You just heard Chicha with Thine is the Kingdom. That's the acoustic version. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. And today I am joined by a special guest. We've got the Honky Tonk Throwdown's creator, Jacob Weldon, on the air with us. Hello.
Hello, hello. It's always good to be back.
This is our third edition
yep.
of Honky Tonk Throwdown
yep.
collaboration. And glad to have you here.
Always good to be here, and we really appreciate your guys' support and
yeah.
all of our stuff over there at the spare room, and Things are rocking and rolling.
So. I know. We were talking a little bit before the show started about your last show down there. Or you're not, I should say, not say showdown.
That's all right.
They took the word. Yeah. But the throwdown. Anyway, let's start with telling the people what it is.
The Honky Tonk Throwdown is an idea that I had just to bring everybody out, build community, make sure the bands are getting paid, make sure the venue is being taken care of, and make sure that the people can still get a really, really good show for only 10 bucks. It's always only 10 bucks to get in. It's a first come, first serve thing. There's no tickets. There's no fees. No big like corporations. All local sponsored, all local stuff. We really want to support the local scene and show the bands that are coming through from Texas or wherever to that what we got going on here. So
I love that.
Yep.
The thing about like going out nowadays is the price of everything and the fact that it's $10 to come in and it's a spare room. So it's got that, it's dive bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've got two bars. You have like the little photo section.
We have a photo area, a bunch of merch. We're looking to get some local sponsors, hopefully have some like whiskey sponsors or something like that. We have dance lessons with Boot Scoot PDX, which is our friends Robbie, James, and Peggy. And it's all included for the 10 bucks, and you get two good bands. And it's been a wild night. We've been getting over 300 people in the room, and it's a good time.
The last one was so much fun. So what I picture, when I was a kid, my mom would go to like the country bar that was down the street from us. And it was like Gotham style. It was called Gotham. And it was like, because Batman had just come out, you know, it was the late 90s. And my mom would put on her cowboy boots and her Rockies jeans and her little like cropped leather jacket that matched her boots. And her friends would go to Gotham. The building itself looked like Batman. It was like giant bolts and like weird. Very,
very, very country western. 90s.
Yeah, I know. That part's so weird. But I did, like, I pictured it being so, like, rowdy, but also, like, dancing and people, like, shoving each other, but not, like, and yeah, maybe there's a fight, but that seems normal.
Yeah, yeah,
It was Tucson. We're a little wild down there. But anyway, there was no fighting at the throwdown. It was so much fun. And, like, I got a seat, which was like great for people watching. Like I got to watch all the people dancing.
Yeah.
And it was so fun to watch like people who were nervous, people who were good, people who were beginners, people who were putting themselves out there. I don't know. It was cool.
It's great. I mean, it's really an atmosphere for everybody. There's no judgment. Put your wacky Western wear on and come out and dance and just have a good time. And, it's all about just creating the good vibe and having a good night. You know, there was a moment at one of the shows I sat on the corner of the stage and I, you know, felt all the love in the room. And I was kind of taken back a little bit, you know, because I put a lot of effort and energy into this. And the music community means a lot to me. And Portland's been so good to us and, you know, myself and the Cobras that I just thought this was a cool way to give back. You know, and I think it's really, really fun. And it's fun to put my time and effort and energy into it. So,
yeah, it's definitely, I don't know, people in the scene here show up for each other. And so you've got a lot of musicians who are also like in the audience, but are just there for like the good time and to support their friend.
Yeah.
So then you've got that love and you're watching everybody interact. And I don't know, everybody seemed to be in such a good mood. It was great.
Yeah.
And Jenny Don't and the Spurs were amazing.
Rocking and rolling, like always.
they're so fun.
Yeah.
That was such a good time. Well, the first song that we have that I've queued up is your song, cool. Dancing Like the Wind, which is appropriate for what we're getting started with.
Absolutely.
Want to get into that.
Thought I'd fall to pieces. least it wouldn't be so soon. But I know just what I'm feeling when you move across that room. I don't know where you came from. I don't care where you've been. But I do know that I want some. See you out on the floor. What am I gonna do now? The way you move got me falling once again. Got me begging for more. Losing control now. See you out there dancing like a wind. Round and round in my head. This old heart is bruised and broken, and it's hanging by a thread. I see you out on the floor. What am I gonna do now? The way you move got me falling once again. Got me begging for more. Losing control now. I see you out there dancing like a wind. Got me begging for more. Losing control now. I see you out there dancing like the wind. I see you out there dancing. I see you out there dancing. I see you out there dancing like the wind.
I told you I'm not scared, I just don't know what to say. You said that's rare, I said I know. Neither of us heard the last bus go. So you walked home down King Street on your own. Am I speaking another language? Am I miming things you can't see? Feels like nodding over the telephone. It's almost funny, only 'cause of how much we can't see. I'm not a perfect conversationalist. I don't know how to be the thing you miss. I don't know how to want you like you want me. But I learned my lines from did you build your own crooked highway? Did you follow the boys from the street to the promised land? Did you cross the ocean with those bugs and make it to Ohio? And can you tell I wanna hold your hand? Do you think of us as like you as tired as I am a metaphor? 'Cause above it all, ooh, I wanna know, where do you go and how can I find you? Where do you go, how can I find you? Where do you go, how can I find you? Where do you go, where do you go? Where do you go and how can I find you? Where do you go? How can I find you? Where do you go? How can I find you? Where do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go and how can I reach you? Where do you go? How can I reach you? Where do you go? How can I reach you? Pretend I'm something special and I'll read you the poetry I've written on my phone. Some things just don't change. Know that I cry so easily. I don't need to earn that part of me. I reckon it runs. Yeah, it runs in my family.
Yeah, I see a different
All right, you just heard Paige with the song Different Now. That was a Jacob Weldon pick. And then right before that was Isabel Knight with Conversationalist. That is a new release. You'll have Paige on next month for the Honky Tonk Throwdown.
Yeah, July 25th. It's going to be Paige Plaisance and our good friend Emily Love and the Highliners.
Yeah, full female lineup.
Full female lineup.
This is what we've been waiting for, people.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, Jacob Weldon, he is a country artist here in Portland, but also you are the creator of the Honky Tonk Throwdown, which happens about every other month at the Spare Room,
yep.
Where it is two honky tonk bands and you've got dance lessons, dancing all night long.
Yep.
A photo wall, two bars. I mean, it's like fun. It's like old school Portland, Southeast Side, dive bar. And then you've got $10 entry. I don't know.
$10 entry, big bands.
Yeah.
Like we got June 12th, next Friday. Rob Linus coming to town. He plays big venues. He plays a lot with like Dwight Yoakam, Silverada, some of these other bands. It's pretty special that we have him come into the Spare Room of all places, but he's really excited about it because, you know, there's you can't beat like an authentic homegrown honky tonk. So
yeah, it definitely has that vibe. Everybody also like is wearing their clothes.
Yeah,
like you've got people who have like kind of costumey vibes to like authentic.
Yeah, it's you just know, all it's, about having fun and just being, so good. Being who you want to be. And the night's really magic. It's a lot of energy and it's such a good vibe.
Yeah, I love it. I love the location. I love that this one's gonna be a Friday night.
Yep.
So, you know, you can probably honky tonk all weekend long.
You can definitely honky tonk all weekend long. This one we had to move it to a Friday. We typically do these on Saturday nights, but we had to catch Rob on his tour. So this is actually his Portland stop. You know, and I think
yeah, that's
he
big.
Usually will play like a Mississippi Studios or a bigger place like that. But he's like, no, I want to do this like real honky tonk thing at the Spare Room. And I've told him exactly how it is and what it's going to be like. And he's all in for it. So,
yeah, I just feel like it's a little, like what we were talking about a little bit before this was like craving that like nostalgia or some type of happiness in today's world. And like what's better than a $10 show when like you can't find that anymore, and that brings you back to like 2010 when you could still afford to do those things.
And it's, you know, wallets are tight, like budgets are tight, and everything's expensive, and not only is it always a $10 cover just to get in, but the drinks are fairly cheap as well. And they're definitely not skimping on any of the pours. So be ready to have a really good time. So.
Not only that, but the cover fee, like that, the whole thing goes to artists.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it all goes to the artist. Even like next month when it's Emily and Paige playing, 100% of the door goes to the artist.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So there's no cut. There's no anything else. So.
We played Paige right before this break. And so if you haven't listened to my show before, you should check out Emily Love. She used to live here. She's in Alaska now. So she'll be in town. Is she on tour? She has a few stops, and
she's doing Jackalope as well.
Yeah.
At the end of the month, and I think she's gonna do a Trout Lake show as well along that. But I'm not sure about anything else.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited for her to be in town.
Yeah,
she's missed.
I'm excited too, and that show in July is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, so they're going to be great together. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, that's the fact that it's Two Steppin and Emily Love. I don't know, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah,
they've all been great lineups.
They've all been really great. As long as y'all keep showing up, we're just going to keep doing them, and I think they're only going to get bigger and bigger. We have quite a few artists reaching out to us now wanting to come through. So I think it's definitely becoming, the word is spreading, is what we wanted to do with bands coming through. They, you know, let's play that honky tonk throwdown at that big dive bar.
Yeah.
And my goal is to then just start putting more and more local artists and local bands and placing them with whoever's coming through on tour and establishing those relationships. And it's a networking thing, and everybody just becomes friends. You know, sometimes I'll even place a backing band with an artist, and I know all the musicians, and I tell them, you know, reach out to these people every now and again. Like, these are your contacts for the industry, and these relationships mean a lot. And I think as they all kind of get older and progress and grow, that they will find out, like, hey, that show I played 5 years ago with you in Portland turned into this big thing, and now I'm on tour with you, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I think that's a good way for myself to kind of leave a legacy on Portland music. Is just, you know, I'm building connections and building a community.
So. Yeah. And, you know, like, I don't know, this is the time that's kind of needed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first thing that we've all done since the beginning of time and creation was go to the local watering hole.
Absolutely.
And play music.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Dance. So, I don't know. It's kind of like our basic lizard brain mentality, you know.
Yeah.
It's
$10. There's no reason.
Biological.
There's no excuse not to go out for $10.
Right. The next artist we're gonna be playing is the one that Chase and Wayne we were talking about a little bit before. This is another song you brought in.
Yep.
And the song's called No Stranger, but Chase and Wayne will be the October 3rd. Yep.
Chase and Wayne and the Honky Tonk Machine is what the band is called. They're coming and doing the October Throwdown. I don't have an opening band yet for that, but
stay tuned.
Stay tuned, or it may just be myself and the Cobras. We'll see.
Where's the best place for people to keep up with those kind of news things? Is the Instagram?
Yeah, definitely. Honky Tonk Throwdown PDX. Instagram is the most active, keeping it up to date. And I guess one of these days I should probably build a little website out. But we're still getting off the ground.
So. Yeah. I know. I'm like, maybe by 5.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that summer break we were talking about is going to be spent developing a website. Well, this is Chase and Wayne. This is the song No Stranger. Her child.
no stranger to strange places.
Now let me tell you about my best friend. Well, her name is Leanne, and she's married to a dumb man named Carl. Or she was, that is. Hello?
Well, Carl started in with his same old all over again. Drunk as a skunk, yelling. And he started coming at me while I was frying his eggs in the kitchen.
Oh, Lord.
And the only thing I had to say to me was that cast iron skillet, and that white tile ain't so white anymore, and he is face down on the kitchen floor.
What?
And he ain't moving. And I think he might be dead.
Uh-oh.
And you're the first person I thought to call.
Hypothetically speaking, if you're burying a body, don't you do it in your basement? Cause that's the first place they'll check.
Can't suspect you done it.
So before you start running, just dial my number. If you've got a little problem, hypothetically speaking.
I did find a letter with a lipstick kiss on it from his secretary, talking about how they're in love and how they're gonna run off together.
Well, that's what you're gonna say, because it's definitely what happened. So get your story straight. Hypothetically speaking, you'll cut them into little pieces. I'm talking real little pieces. And then you feed them to the gators. That's not what you're gonna tell them. You're gonna say that he was an angel and how you miss him so. Hypothetically speaking, if you're hiding a body, put him in a big barrel and fill it full of acid. And then there won't be nothing for no. I'm always here for you, baby. Hypothetically speaking.
Takes you far, right about the moon, you dream about the stars. Blues and old motel rooms, girls and daddy's cars. Sing about the night, laugh about the scars.
sense to tell you how you've been. Forget about the losses, you'll exaggerate the wins. When you stop, let them know you got it down. It's just another town. Still rings a bell. They give you damn near nothing, and they say they knew you well. So you tell them you remember, but they know it's just a game. And along the way their faces all began to look the same. And when you stop to let them know you got it down, just another town along the
You just heard The Road by Silverada and Rob Linus. Rob will be at the Honky Tonk Throwdown on what date is that?
Friday, June 12th.
And you'll also be playing.
Absolutely. Yep.
We watched Silverada last year at the Jackalope Jamboree. And now this year, Rob's going to be playing in Portland. And there's a weird little connection. And then right after all this, you'll be playing a Jackalope. So it's like a weird full circle figure eight moment, I guess.
Yeah, it's great. All these connections are great.
Yeah, that's true. That song is so good. I love the beginning. It feels like an old Western, like you're in a desert town.
Yeah, I mean, and we all grew up. Like, at least me and my friends, we grew up loving Mike and the Moon Pies, which is now Silverada. And I thought it was really cool that Rob was able to do a song with them. And then next thing I know, he's touring with them. So
that's crazy.
I should have known.
Yeah, they came into, like, we live broadcast from Jackalope every year. So we'll be out there on Thursday for my show. And they came into the backstage and I was like, I didn't say any. They talked to us a little bit, but if I would have kept talking, I probably would have said something embarrassing. Well, that's going to be a good show. I wanted to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. And I'm here with Jacob Weldon. He is not only a singer-songwriter, country artist based in Portland, but you're the founder of the Honky Tonk Throwdown, which happens every other month-ish. And It's literally what it's a honky-tonk throwdown.
So. Yep. It's at the Spare Room on Northeast 42nd. It's always only $10. We do photos. We do dance lessons. We have two great bands and lots of cheap drinks and just good vibes.
Yeah. Like, imagine Urban Cowboy.
Yep. That's a good analogy.
Like, you've got the two bars. It's the Spare Room. So it's like, you know, not updated. Very. No,
it's kind of a time warp of a dive bar in Portland. It's dark in there. It has like
Christmas decorations up still.
It's got weird lighting.
The lighting's great. It's got that, like, you know, where the bathroom's at is like weird to get to. It's just like cool. I don't know. It's fun. I had a really good time. It was crazy to see it that packed with like so many people dancing.
Yeah, and people dance all night long.
All night.
There's no expectations of your skill level. You don't have to be great. Trust me, nobody cares. It's just fun.
Yeah, they're like, for two-stepping, you can dance however you want, but they do lessons at the beginning.
Yep.
So you guys will have, you know, if you go to the show, you have like an opportunity to learn. The thing is, like, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. And, you know, I think in the lessons, they're just going to give you kind of the basics and let you kind of run with it and have a good time. And I guarantee you, by the end of the night, if you're drinking, you're probably going to think you're pretty good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just go with it.
Liquid courage. That's all you need. It was fun to, like, watch the dance lessons even from, like, my side point, because they were wearing, like, those old school, like, teacher headphones with the little mic, like Britney Spears used to wear when she was dancing. So I guess it makes sense. You kind of use your hands.
It's kind of cool, yeah. I was surprised they upped their technology
after
that. But sometimes I think it was difficult holding the microphone and trying to dance at the same time. But no, it's super cool. If you check out our Instagram page, Honky Tonk Throwdown PDX, check out some of the photos of just the crowd. Lots of our friend Julia Varga did a lot of photos, and Monica McFadden a lot of photos of just the crowd and the vibe and everything, just catching everybody's mood, and you'll get a good feel for how the night usually goes, and it's pretty insane. Just like the amount of love in the room is really awesome.
So. The photos turned out amazing, and yeah, Jackalope's gonna be a really fun time too. You've got a full summer packed. You need those 2 months off.
Yeah, so we got Jackalope. We're actually playing Thursday night. We're playing the Caitlin Butts after party.
Yep.
And then we're doing a show in Seattle in July, and then I have another throwdown at the end of July with Paige Plaisance and Emily Love. And that's on the 25th, and then we're actually hitting the studio. So we're the Cobras and I are going to finally cut a big album. So well overdue, and our friend Colin Hegna is gonna produce that for us.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Will you be doing it at his studio?
We are gonna be, I can't remember the name of it, it's somewhere in Vancouver where we're gonna do most of it, and then we'll do some of it at his studio, and we'll be releasing that on Feel So Good Records.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and Rattlesnake Milk. Who else is on Feel So Good?
Aaron McDonald, Rattlesnake Milk, Ellis Bullard, some bands like that. Yeah.
We've played a few of those artists.
Yeah.
And on the different editions. I'll post on my Instagram our Honky Tonk editions episode numbers. So
cool.
If you want to go back in the archives and listen to past people or get a different, because Jacob brings in the music from the different artists that are going to be at the Honky Tonk. So the October one will be Chase and Wayne. But I feel like every time you're in here, I learn a new artist. Because I hadn't heard of Paige until you brought Paige in.
Yeah, and probably Cotton Clifton, who we had
a couple
shows ago.
Yeah. So it's like every time you bring me like a handful of people who I'm fresh to.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of the win-win, right? Is we get exposure to new artists up here that people may not know. And they come up to Portland and have this like great experience in the Spare Room when it's packed, and they're like, I had no idea. You know, Cotton was so excited after that show. He was blown away. And
it's just so like, it just feels like it's a time warp for sure. It's so good.
Yeah. And Cotton plays in Nikki Lane's band, and he's been playing in Benjamin Todd's band. And he told me before he left, he's like, I'm going back down to Texas and I'm telling everybody.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
I know. Hopefully. And then maybe we'll get like a direct flight straight to like Austin. Is there a direct flight from Portland to Austin? There probably is.
There is. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
It's actually super convenient. It's only probably a few hours, probably like 4-hour flight.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to get some of the local bands playing with these Austin bands and then have them go to Austin and play.
Yeah.
That would really make me happy. So
I do feel like the vibe of certain cities, those type of connections, really, like Tucson and Portland, Austin and Portland,
yep.
Brooklyn and Portland. I would say, I don't know if California, what's our sister city in California?
I have no idea.
I'm like, those yeah, other right. ones work, but yeah. I don't know about Arizona or California. Yeah, that's... California's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be like... We've, you know, I've had artists that have played here that I've seen from, like, the Bay Area. And there just seems like more... We have so many... It's hard to say. I should tally that up.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes you notice, like, certain... Like, certain cities seem to have, like, a ton of artists coming out of it.
Yeah.
Like, Austin, obviously, is always.
For sure.
And Portland, obviously, always. Although, the fact that it's Portland and it's a honky-tonk is the part that's weird. I still have, like, people at home be like, there's a country scene in Portland? Like, complete disbelief. But I've told you this before because I had... one of my mom's good friends listens every week and she's in Tucson. Her husband is a roper and he's the one that taught me how to two-step when we were kids. She listens to my show every week and every time I've played like you guys or anybody who she can dance to, she'll text and be like, I can't believe you have them on. Like, I can't believe they're texting. You know, like, she's like, I love their music. And so I'm like,
Well, it's an
honor. That's real cred.
And we would love to send her some merch.
She's a real cowgirl. And she, you know, like, that's really good credibility right there.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a couple more songs. The next two are new releases. I don't know if we'll get all the way to it, but we've got Susto and their song Last Chance Linda. And then right after that is Honky Tonkin by Emily Nenny, and she just came through. Unfortunately, you missed her, but this is a new release, and it fits the honky tonk vibe.
Absolutely.
So, we are at the end of our hour. So, you want to recap?
Yeah, Honky Tonk Throwdown, June 12th, Friday. I think it's next Friday.
Yeah.
Rob Linus, myself, and the Cobras. Dance lessons are about 8:00. We'll probably start playing music around 8:30, 8:45, and it'll be a full night of rocking and rolling and dancing and
two bars,
photos, dance lessons, the whole nine. So
you get to wear your cowboy boots for your third time this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Put on your best stuff. Find those Rockies.
And it'll be warm, so you can wear like I don't know. I'm so excited. I've been thinking about my outfit already. Well. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. JBJ will be up next with Hello Cruel World. Thanks for being here, Jacob.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a great time.
We love wildflowers and weeds.
Thank you. Yeah.
Park early, sun beating down. I said there ain't no way that this old bar is pouring drinks right now. She saw us through the window and invited us on in. Said she ain't seen an old time string band here since she can't remember when. She had long blonde braids and crystal eyes that I will not soon forget. Old tattoos on her sun-baked skin, not a single one she'd regret. Said she used to play the fiddle back in Ohio way before she started tending bar for the biker gangs here at the Last Chance liquor store.
Last Chance Linda. Last Chance Linda.
old Sea Highway 1. Behind the bar there was a step stool. She took her fiddle off the wall. With squinting eyes and shaky hands, she started playing for us all. But a three-string out of tune fiddle is a mighty hard one to play. So Linda smiled and we all joined in, singing old and in the way. Last chance, Linda. Last chance, Linda. Try to remember. Coming back up OC Highway 1.